Happening on the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 Studios with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to have a great show talking big fish, fishing, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 29th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 29th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
What's up, Tim? Great to have you. You guys are doing some heavy work on the Royal Star, man. It's looking good.
Yeah, well, it's not looking good right now. If you walked inside, you'd be a little bit horrified. But we've done a tremendous amount of work this year. A lot of, you know, we have the, every year for maintenance, we have the want-to-do list and the need-to-do list. And we accomplished a lot on our need-to-do list right out of the gate, so we've been cherry-picking and doing a lot of elective projects, mm-hmm. really improved the boat mechanically in a lot of ways. Not that the angler sees that, but they certainly realize the benefit of that when we're out fishing and, you know, we're actually fishing, not working on the boat. Not that happens a lot, but, you know, you do everything you can to try to keep that thing in tip-top working order, especially when you're 500, 800 miles south. You know, you don't want to, I just say you want to minimize the chance of mechanical gremlins and breakdowns slowing your trip down or causing you grief. So we've done we've made a lot of improvements. Cosmetically, she's looking good. doing everything inside again, doing all the flooring, doing all the wall covering, all that flowery stuff that that makes a long-range boat a long-range boat. You know, you guys know, being on boats, when you walk inside one of those things, you look around like, whoa, man, this is
impressive.
This is a cut above. So we keep it as in as good a shape as we possibly can. You know, that's about every 3-4 years, you got to tear everything out and put new stuff in. You know, otherwise, you know how that is. You get behind and you spend all your time catching up. So we'll try to stay ahead of it.
Sure.
But otherwise, she's in great shape. I mean, that boat, I've said it before, I've had a lot of conversations with anglers on the water, but that boat today, 31 years after it's built, is a better boat today than the day it was launched.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And that's because you guys have kept it up to that above standard.
That's right. And you know, Randy, Brian, and I, we all have the same maintenance philosophy. I mean, we're all about staying ahead of it and keeping our boat as good as it can. But I have to give credit to Frank. You know, I came up under his supervision when I was a young man, and he always really, really had a very strong maintenance philosophy also. You know, you have to allocate a certain amount of your resources and back to keeping your boat in perfect working order and for every reason. That thing is literally sustaining us, you know, sustaining our lives when we're out there. So you want to make damn sure that it's in perfect working order.
Those things, if you try to sit, you know, if you try to push it off and save a little bit, the loss of one trip is so much more than you would have saved trying to make something happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, this, we've talked about it before on the program. The fact that we're so hands-on, you know, Randy, Brian, and I, and Paul, and Blake, all the guys that get down there and we hammer away at it this time of year, we are intimately familiar with every system on that boat. Like this year, for example, we redid our alarm system, you know, our bilge alarms, all our alarms. Well, Randy, Brian, and I did it, and we literally know where every single wire goes, because we install it ourselves. So, you know, 5 years down the line, 8 years down the line, whatever, you have some kind of mechanical problem, instead of this big nightmare out at sea where you're trying to figure out what the heck this thing is, I know exactly what that is. Yeah. I know where it is, how it is, why it is, and bam, you're in a position to make a quick repair. And all those little things, you know, over the years, what, I've been on the boat since 1992. Was it 25 years now? Brian's been there on and off. He was there at least 20 years. Randy's been there, almost 20 years now. So between the three of us, the amount of knowledge we have of that boat and the mechanical systems is, you know, there isn't, let's just say, there isn't a system on that boat that doesn't have our hands on it, our hands in it some way or another. And it really pays dividends when you're offshore and you know, in every respect. It both enables us to stay on our preventive maintenance, but also when we do have those little things pop up time to time, it puts us in a position where we can make a quick repair or even an improvement. That's really what it's about. You got to be improving that thing all the time.
So when's the boat go back into service? When is maintenance finished?
We fish on April 21st. That is we depart on a 15-day then, and following that voyage, it's you and me, Pete.
Yeah, that's right. We're going, man. That's going to be great with the gang.
That's
Turbo
right.
Turbo and the usual crowd, along with some new people now this year.
Which I'm stoked about.
11-day fly down, fly back. That's going to be mid-May. What's it like in mid-May? I've never been down there in mid-May.
It's, you know, the only thing I can say is you might see temperatures that are a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of times over the years, there seems to be a push of fish on the inside. And I know that actually it was one of those, not one, it was two or three of those different tagging trips where we actually fished in between Socorro and San Benedicto.
Wow.
And we were well outside the buffer zone.
Sure.
The islands, we were 18 miles south of Benedicto, 15 miles south, and we had tremendous fishing on big fish in that zone. That's really a consistent time of year for that inside. So if we have the weather, I wouldn't be surprised if I take a sweep through there and look around, because that can be a really productive zone.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, if the weather is up, you can shoot in and overnight at the islands and on the anchor, shake a nice calm snooze, you know, and then head back out, whatever. But I'd say that if there was something at that time of year that might be a little different, weather be a little bit warmer, maybe a chance for a little fish on the inside between the islands. And then, you know, out west, of course, it's been actually the last couple of weeks have had really good fishing down there.
Really good fishing.
Yeah.
Kind of this winter was kind of on and off, and it seems to be getting more consistent now.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
What changed? What's going on?
Well, you know, I think fish has just moved in, and really the trips we ran down there, there's been, I don't know, they're in a weird mode there because there's lots of fish around, but it's just not biting fish. You know, it's like one fish every 200 yards for 20 miles, you know, just fish here. It's just fish all over the place, but that fish that's reluctant to bite. You know when it's biting fish, how you stop the boat, and it just seems like you're a magnet. They just collect on you. It's been the exact opposite the majority of the trips now. You stop the boat, and they just kind of just dissipate. You know, you get – I was laughing. I think I was talking with you, Ricky, about it. When we fished in that buffer zone out around Clarion, everywhere we stopped, we caught at least one.
One, yeah.
At least one. And you usually catch them almost right away. It's like, yeah. Oh, here we go. And then you just wait.
That was our Let's Talk Hookup. Every time we would, like, you know, Tim would make a survey, find the best conditions available, put the anchor down. Oh, okay, we hung one. Or we would hang two. And that was it. It's just like every time you think, okay, here we go. We got it going. We made a tour. This is definitely the best current. This is definitely the best fish sign. Let's get some. Okay, boom, there we go. We got one. And then an hour later, it's like, all right, well, here we go again.
Here we go. Yeah.
One thing that seems to be pretty good and consistent this year is the wahoo fishing has been good, huh?
It's been a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, scratching a few. At least every time you go on a little tour, you get a few, you know, spice things up.
Yeah.
Keep everybody's interest in it. And if somebody's down taking a nap, they, you know, you get at least one little bingo driving around somewhere and you miss out.
Yeah, no doubt. So what do you say to the guy that says, I'm just not ready for a long trip? I'm not ready to go down on a 12-day or a 15-day trip and catch big tuna.
I know we hear it all the time in the shop. People that have been to whatever, they've been to on a 3-day or a 5-day, they love day and a half fishing, and they love the idea, but always, you know, you hear it all the time. I'm just not ready for a trip of that length, and I don't know if my skill set's there.
Well, I don't think it really has much to do with a skill set. I think that there's obviously that, you know, it's an endeavor that definitely requires passion. I think that's the first of all. You know, if you're a passionate fisherman, like this is really what you love to do, it's fantasy land. It is. It's Disneyland for the angler.
No doubt.
If you're kind of into fishing, but, you know, not really, you know, you could take it or leave it, that's probably not the trip for you because, you know, you're going to go out there and you're going to be fishing for 7 or 8 days. And it's a real specific type of fishing that big fish, you know, you got to put your time in. You have to be meticulous in all your rigging. Like, you really have to be dedicated to the pursuit of a big one. That's what it's all about. And it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of motivation. So, I mean, I'd love to say, hey, you know, a 15-day trip is for everyone out there. You know, if you're a half-day fisherman, jump on. It's really not like that. And I'd love to say it was because I'd love everybody to come, but it takes a unique angler that really has the pursuit of a big fish in mind. And typically it's that angler that graduates up through the ranks. You know, you start on a half-day, you go on a 1-day, you go on a 3-day, you go on a 7-day, and pretty soon you've caught enough fish and you've developed your skill set to where, you know, you want to go to the show.
Ultimate trophy.
You want to go to the show. You want to see what the greatest sport fishery on earth is about. And really, I mean, man versus fish, I can say that with confidence. It is. That there's nowhere else like it. There's no other fishery that even compares when it's just mano-a-mano, you know, man versus fish. And it's one man with one pole employing all the skills, all the best gear and equipment available against probably the toughest opponent out there. I mean, I don't... You know, we could get into a long conversation about what's the toughest tuna. I don't think there's any argument. There isn't in my book about what the toughest tuna is. You know, a yellowfin tuna in that 170 to 250 pound class is, you know, pound for pound, I think arguably the toughest fish in the ocean. Certainly among the most motivated.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it's a specific fishery that has a lot of appeal to the angler that wants to pit himself against something that's real deal.
But once it gets under your skin, man, you got to have it.
Well, that's just it. I mean, look at the number of repeat anglers, repeat customers that go down there, repeat clients that go down there and practice that fishery. It does. It gets into your blood. It's such an amazing destination. It's such an amazing fishery. You know, we could go compare it to, you know, fishing big fish here, there, along the coast of Baja, along the coast of Maine. It's all good. It's all good fishing. But what that place really has over anywhere is that the prehistoric
totally
primeval. Like, you're taking a step back in time. You absolutely are. There are very few places you can go in the world and experience that kind of scenery, that setting in general. You know, if you compare it to fishing along the coast anywhere, I mean, you're going to be fishing in the company of you know, a handful, if not a lot of other boats. There's a lot of competition, a lot of small boats, a lot of this, a lot of that. Out there, not so much.
No, not so much. You know, so what do you say to the guy that says, well, geez, I can go get my big fish fixed down in Puerto Vallarta now on a three-day trip?
Well, you can, and or you might be able to. And
maybe.
And if you can, more power to you. And I understand, believe me, I'm a family guy. You know, I have kids.
Sure.
And all that. So I understand the time constraints, you know. And again, I'd love to say that a 12-day adventure or 11-day fly down is for everybody. But, you know, timing-wise, it very well may not be. But I think it's something, I know it's something that every angler should, every angler that has a passion for this fishery should aspire to.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's nothing more than a bucket list trip, you should get it off your bucket list, because I'm going to say it again, it's the greatest sport fishery in the world. There is absolutely nothing like it, and it's incomparable to fishing along the coast in that the setting is, again, it's just a step back in time. There are very few places in the world available that available to, you know, your average Joe. There's very few places available to your average Joe that left in the world that can compare, if there are any to compare.
I'll tell you too, you know, you said average Joe. You one thing that a lot of people don't realize is how crazy easy you and Tracy and Randy and everybody make it for a guy to go. Like, I can't tell you how many people I know that go on a trip with the Royal Star that, you know, have similar means that I do. I mean, they go and they put a little bit away and they give Tracy a little bit of money this month and a little bit here and a little bit there and just make it work, and so accommodating with gear and tackle and time and everything. I mean, these trips are not cheap.
And the crew, man.
The trips are not cheap, and they're not easy to make, but you wouldn't believe how easy this operation makes it for that guy to do that.
That's the beauty of our fishery. I mean, it is. What this fishery has done, you're going back into the, you know, what the origins of sport fishing in California, it's provided access to the average angler, average Joe. It's provided access to a fishery that you know, would otherwise be available to somebody who really is of stronger means. You know, if you can get there yourself, hey, more power to you. But, you know, that percentage of the demographic is very, very small. This fishery, because we spread the costs out among 20 anglers, 25 anglers, whatever it may be, whatever the boat holds, that brings the cost down. And yeah, you know, the ticket price has gone up on a long trip. What, even shorter long range trips, the ticket price has gone up. But, you know, we all know the reason for that. I mean, look, just expenses are just, they are what they are, man. And,
yeah,
you know, and the permit costs and fuel costs and all that. So it all does add up into a ticket price that at face value you might think, wow, you know, that's a hit, you know, 15 days, $5,000 or whatever it may be, you know, in that neighborhood. But when you break it down, what you get, and you guys go all over the world, you know, like what you get for your dollar,
nothing, no and, better value.
Yeah, and per day, my gosh, man, there's nothing that even comes close.
And I might add too, back on the issue of comparing long range to Puerto Vallarta, which you can't compare the two.
Yeah, it's apples and oranges.
It's total apples and oranges. And granted, Ricky and I've done both. They're both very cool, but there's nothing like long range fishing. First of all, the wahoo. You don't get wahoo in Puerto Vallarta. Period. They just don't. I don't know why they don't exist down there. I mean, I don't understand it. But the wahoo fishing to me is one of the most fun parts of going on a long trip. And then they don't bite every day. So that's why you need to go for 11 days, 12 days. And if you're down there for a quick hit and they're not biting, man, you missed your off.
And it's just, and the other things too, it's the platform, it's the unlimited bait capacity, it's the Blakes and Pauls and Tims, and like when you hook a fish, you have, I mean, there are not better, you know, practitioners in the world than the people that work on these boats, and it's technique, and it's gear, and it's food, and it's accommodations, and I mean, it's, you're absolutely right.
It's a commitment. There's no question about it.
And like you said, I'm the same example as you. I mean, I do both. There is never a time when I, you know, the trip that I look forward to more than anything is, you know, our trip on the Star on our after Thanksgiving Let's Talk Hookup annual trip. And I also do a trip to PV every year because I can't take two long-range right. trips a year from time of work.
But you got to get a little big fish fixed.
You nailed it. What you described it perfectly. The fix gets under your skin, and you can't shake it.
Yeah.
It there is nothing like it. It is the coolest fishery there is, period. And if I could do from work to 15 days a year, that's what I would do, but I can't. But I will never replace... I wouldn't do five short PB trips in place of my one long
right.
trip. There's no way.
It's so my point is that if you're a PB guy and think you and you've never been on a long range on a long range trip,
you owe it
you're
to
missing
yourself.
Out.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to check it out.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, I mean, and not taking anything away from
absolutely.
The guys down in PB because it's a great opportunity, but it's a different deal.
Yeah, I completely agree. And just you know the level of professionalism and Rick, you just hit upon it. I mean, we are our type boats, our crews, we are the consummate professionals. I mean, hey, we're the ones who put giant yellowfin tuna fishing on the map,
yes.
on the radar, in the world of sport fishing. This is where it came from. It absolutely, it's inarguable. I want to just say again, it's like whether it's a bucket list trip, whatever it may be, it's something that I do believe every angler who's really passionate for this style of fishing, you know, you owe it to yourselves to
fish for big tuna.
Yeah, to come down and give it a try. And I would bet with a very high degree of certainty that the majority of anglers who do it once they venture a trip, they're
yeah.
going to be planning their next yeah. trip by the time they get home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all know, you think that, God, you know, 11 days, oh, man, it seems like forever. And then all of a sudden it's day 10, you're going, oh, my gosh, like,
I can't believe we're already
going home. You know?
I miss that wahoo fishing. I tell you, man, it's like I go down, it's like, where's the wahoo, man? It's like, gosh.
What you said is so true, though. Like, people, you know, people who are not as crazy about fishing as, you know, as all of us and probably all of us that are listening to the show right now are the same way. You tell a guy, I'm going on a boat for whatever it is, for 5 days or 7 days or 12 days, and somebody that's outside of that sport looking like, you are just nuts. Like, you're what? You're going for
it. They don't know.
And I tell you, it does not matter how long that trip is, whether it's a three-quarter day, a three-day, a five-day, 10-day, like, you turn around, and in the snap of your fingers, three-quarters of that trip is gone, or the trip is over. You're on your way home. No matter how long that thing is, that's how it and a 12 days the same way. You turn around, and all of a sudden, like, what? There's no way it's over.
The vacation aspect of it, too, it's easy living.
It is,
man. You know, for an angler, you come out there as a fishing client, you don't have to think about anything. You've got your whatever, however long your trip is, but, hey, it's... three squares a day on the, you know, you don't have to do a dish. You don't have to think about cooking. You don't have to do anything. You know, all you have to do is think about when you want to catch a fish and how you want to catch one.
Seriously.
And that's it. Otherwise, everything is taken care of for you. You can actually unwind and just, you know, let the world go on, you know, as it does without having to be worried about being part of it or, you know, carry the weight of it on your shoulders. Man, just go on, relax and catch some fish.
Your text message isn't going off every 5 minutes. You don't have an email chirping every day over the fire that you got to put out. You just hang out and go do your thing.
Yeah, for sure. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Tim Ekstrom.
Yeah, you're not kidding, boys. So much good time, so much good information. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways that you can join us on the show this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457. 1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And man, do we have a cool prize for you today. One lucky caller is going to get to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the brand new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And man, Taro has been on those fish. Good bluefin scores yesterday. Great yellowtail scores. Somebody's going to get a chance to go fishing on a great trip. Again, it's a three-quarter day on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing to one lucky caller at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Tim or your chance to go on that great trip, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party
third-party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open-party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open-party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, look who's on the line. Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, you catching some fish? We hear that that old sonar clicking.
I know. What I did is I set one up in my house, and when I call, you guys will think that I'm on the boat.
Yeah, perfect.
No, we're out fishing this morning. We're on a one-day trip, and we actually got some really nice weather out here, and we're off to a nice start. We got on some fish in the dark, some bluefin tuna, and had pretty good action in the dark. We had 9 bluefin tuna in the dark, probably lost about 4 or 5. Obviously, nighttime, everybody dropping down flat falls. Flat falls were definitely the hot ticket in the dark. And then since it's got light, we've hooked probably another 4 or 5 fish, and we just got a couple more. So we're up to 11 bluefin tuna for the morning. We see it jumping around. It's under the boat. We're still drifting, hooking the occasional bluefin tuna. But we're seeing pretty good sign today, and we're liking our prospects so far.
Roger. That's good news, man. So you're going to start doing one-day trips on the Pacific Queen?
Yeah, we're online every day. This next week we have a couple days in. We got to do our Coast Guard inspection, but we're online every day throughout for here on out. So, tonight we have another one-day trip. I think we just have like 4 or 5 people signed up, but we're going. Sunday night, same thing, just a few people signed up. We're going. And, you know, as long as we just get a couple people and there's some fish to catch, we're just going to keep on keeping on.
Wow, fantastic. And this is all well within one-day range.
Yeah, it is within one-day range. And, you know, I would say it wouldn't even, you know, it's obviously a good thing for a one-day boat. It is a three-quarter days. Guys are getting on this, too. It is a little bit farther than it was, but they're still able to reach it. But it's actually a pretty good opportunity for a day-and-a-half boat, too. You know, there was a boat out here a couple days ago that, you know, had good fishing in the morning and then was able to get a nice, you know, afternoon bite, like right at dark. So, you know, there's fish to be caught. I think, you know, anything from a, you know, a three-quarter day to probably a two-day trip would be an excellent opportunity right now to catch some bluefin tuna. And, you know, there's obviously yellowtail and kelps around as well. So it's good fishing. It's April, and it's time to go.
All right, fantastic. Well, how do we go?
Well, you can call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500, or you can sign up directly on our website at pacific-queen.com. You can check out our Facebook page. We're posting pictures after every trip, and we'll keep you guys updated, and we'll get you on the fish.
All right, fantastic. Drew Card, Pacific Queen, thanks for the report. It's April, and they're biting, so get on it and get going.
All right, guys, thank you.
Appreciate the report this morning. That's pretty good, huh, Tim?
Yeah. I was going to ask him what size fish they are. I know it's been all mixed up. It's anywhere from 20, 25-pounders up to fish that are over 100 pounds. So
yeah.
I think it's just a matter of which spot you stop on. But
sure.
It sounds like a phenomenal opportunity.
Hey,
and you know, look at – he said that, like, you're talking about the number of guys on the boat. You know, that kind of scratch fishing, whether you have 10 guys on the boat or 20 on the boat, generally you're going to catch the same thing. So if there's 15 or 18 fish caught and there's only 10, 12 guys, that the odds are pretty damn good that you're going to be among the fortunate few.
Oh, yeah, and those Shimano flatfalls have been the hot deal. Are they still in stock, Ricky?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, it was a busy time for those things, but everything, every size, every color, everything. And we, you know, not knowing how it's going to be or not, but, you know, there was so much of that big fish that got caught on them last year and so much, you know, big fish. Now, We get, you know, we take a little handful of them and get, you know, big 7691s braised onto those things for the guys that are either going down to, you know, Hurricane Bank or hopefully catching a 200-pound bluefin. We got, you know, we probably do 10 at a time of those glow big flat falls with a big giant single hook on them, you know, just for that, just for those real big ones if we get lucky enough to have a shot at those things again.
Yeah, gotta love it.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't go out there without one. I mean, they're that good.
It's unbelievable. So good.
You know, you got to give them credit, man.
Yeah.
Those things are... They're incredible.
Yeah.
I've seen now a half a dozen times where anglers using just flatfall jigs outfish live bait fishermen by a long way.
And are they eating it on the sink, Tim?
Most of the time,
most
yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
So if you feel like you hit the bottom, put it in gear and wire.
In general, yeah. Yeah, especially if you're in 1,000 fathoms of water or 500 fathoms of water. But, yeah, most of the time they hit it on the
– They eat it
But
on the sink.
I've hooked them on the wind on it also.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
I've always said the same thing, like, the you know, from working in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing for the number of years, like, the best measure of success on a lure like that is if you see a guy who works on the boat come up with, you know, with his wet side money that he made from working his butt off filleting fish on the way home. And then he stops on the rack and grabs a handful of one particular lure. There's not a better measure of success. It's not a hype thing. It's not because, you know, there's an advertisement that said this is a good lure. It's like the measure of success is the number of guys that work on boats. And you read every website report, bring 30-pound and a flatfall. Bring, you know, 50-pound rig and a flatfall. I mean, there's no question. That is,
yeah.
For the fish that we're catching right now, that is it.
So get them while you can. So I have to correct... an error I made last week, last Sunday, we were talking about the MPAs in Laguna Beach, and I made a comment about the Laguna Beach schools that was incorrect, and that was that they're teaching kids that fishing is bad. And I received an email from Chris Dudley, one of our loyal listeners, who's the principal of the Elmore Elementary School in Laguna Beach. And he said it's quite the contrary.
Nice.
He has, he's the principal of the school, and he has pictures of fish in his office that he has caught with his kids, and says that people comment and talk about it. He says there's several of the teachers that work in the Laguna Beach school system that are fishing people, and that they do promote and teach students that fishing is okay, and that it's a good sport, and that it's something to do. So
nice.
I apologize to the Laguna Beach school system and to Chris especially, who's one of our loyal listeners, that I was wrong. And it's good to hear, even though their city council is kind of messed up, that the people in the school system are teaching the right thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Sure. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You want to get through, talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom? Here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through and have a chance to win that trip on the Liberty. Go fishing, catch some tuna, catch some yellowtail. Let's do it.
Yeah,
all right,
for sure.
Okay, very good. Silas in Fallbrook. Good morning, Silas. First-time caller goes right to the front of the line.
What's up, Silas?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I wanted... Good morning.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know, like, what kind of, like, rig to use, like, if you go out, like, on, like, probably, like, a 10th day or something. Because I haven't been on a long-range trip yet. I've been on, like, one or two close ones, so I was just wondering what to do. I don't have, like, the gear to ever put, so I was wondering if the boat will provide it.
Okay, Tim, he wants to go on a 10-day trip and wants to know about gear.
So the good news is that the boat does have all the gear. And what I would recommend certently for an angler who's coming on a trip like that for his first time, let the boat provide all the gear that you need. Now, the majority of the time an angler is going to venture a 10-day trip, they're going to have some tackle. So, of course, bring that along and then let the boat supplement your gear with what you're going to need. Actually, of all the trips we do, a 10-day trip is the largest gear requirement because we do so many different types of fishing. You know, we focus on both variety and quality. You're going to need anything from a bait catching rig, 20-25 pound line, all the way up to a rig that you might need to target a fish over 200 pounds with, you know. So I think you're going to need your 40 and your 50 for wahoo fishing. You're going to need a mid range 60 pound rig. That 40 and the 50, we're going to be on a 2-speed reel. You're going to need a bigger rig. You know, again, I think the best thing to do is let the boat provide the gear. And again, the good news is that we got it, and that's exactly what it's there for.
And that's what's so cool. And myself, who I, needless to say, have a lot of gear. I had some gear failure on the Royal Star before, and man, you just had the same kind of gear right there to replace what I had failed, and we were right back in business again. And it's on the boat, ready for you to use.
That's it.
Yeah, which is just fantastic.
And we don't, you know, once you're out there, our main focus is having every angler on board, every angler in the water properly prepared for whatever we're targeting. It's not, at that point, it's not about dollars and cents. It's about getting some fish on the boat and making sure that our anglers are maximizing the opportunity. So there's no cost associated with it.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's so. And all they usually ask is that you let Tracy know you need gear when you're getting on the boat.
That's right.
When you book your trip, just say, hey, I'm going to need all the gear.
That's right.
So book a trip there, Silas, and get on the boat. You would enjoy it. Hey, thanks a lot for being a first-time caller with us. Please join us again. You know, that's one thing we've just kind of glanced over, but let's talk about your amazing crew. You know, Paul, Blake, all the guys,
Ryan,
are
yeah,
just
the whole guy.
Unbelievable at helping you out. In fact, with this trip I'm going on in mid-May, I have not put any gear together whatsoever because I know when we get on the boat that those guys are going to help me get my gear together. All I need to do is get it on the boat, and then once I get on the boat, I'll rely on them to prep it for me.
I should give props where props are due. Captain Ryan Brown.
Wow.
Captain Blake Wassano.
Wow.
Captain Paul Caramel. Captain Drew Rivera.
Whoa.
Everybody has a captain's license now. Ryan just got his a couple weeks ago. So
congratulations.
Yeah. It's a you know, it's great for us, obviously great for those guys. It's what I consider a very necessary step in their career trajectory, and that's what this is. This is a career for these guys. They're not weekend warriors. They don't do this during summer weather. This is what these guys do. So really proud of those guys to step up and get their license and you know, again, take the next step towards becoming hopefully an operator someday.
Yeah.
But anyway, those guys, they're consummate professionals. This goes back to our conversation before. This is not something that these guys are fly by night. This is something that every one of these guys has employed a huge amount of time learning, developing techniques. A lot of these techniques that we use nowadays come from those guys.
Yeah.
You know, they sit out there and have hours and hours to noodle on different methods. You know, we look at fish that don't want to bite, whatever it may be. They spend a lot of time developing methods and preparing equipment to take advantage of whatever opportunities we find. The guys are the best of the best.
No doubt about it.
At this point, we have, you know, Ryan is our newest crew member, and he's been on there, he's going on 4 years, 3.5 years now. So we got a lot of experience out there at the rail, and that really translates into a lot of opportunities that are made good on as opposed to the opposite.
Yeah, and the thing about your crew, too, is every single one of them, you don't need to go, hey, well, I need to have this guy do it or that. Everybody, the whole list of them, are fully capable of helping you out, gaffing your fish, setting up your tackle, showing you the right knot to use, all the aspects, whether it be a five-day trip or a trip down to Guadalupe Island or even a long trip. They all have the talent and the skills.
Yep, they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Look at a guy like Drew Rivera.
Not only
does he have all the experience out on deck, but he worked in the galley with us. You know, he was the master chef for almost 10 years, yeah. So he's really got the full skill set.
Yeah, and then you talk about, speaking of chefs, I mean, my gosh, the food on the Royal Star, whoa.
I always
get a lecture from Lolly before I go. It's like, okay, don't eat this. Don't, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
I have to pull back on the reins even when I'm out there.
Yeah.
It's so good you want to eat every last bite of every meal.
Yeah.
It's not a burger and fry affair, although they do have Burger Day, you know, Kobe beef burger, yeah. I might add.
Exactly. It's all good. Well, time to find out what's biting down in the Baja. The Cast Tours report is ready.
You got it, man. And we got the cast man standing by, Richard Castanader from Cast Tours. Today, that report is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go, on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin Mobile for more information.
That works so well.
Terrafin's awesome.
It's unreal. Nothing else like it.
I was going to say, I'm sure you could ask Tim. I don't think that there is a captain that goes to sea without having an updated water chart with them when they go, and it is one of the most important tools you're going to use to find fish.
No doubt about it.
We use it all the time.
Yeah.
Use it on board.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Cass man.
Hey, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Hey, you brought back a flashback right now when you guys were talking about the chef and what Lolly tells you before you go, Pete. It reminds me of my dad when he was tuna fishing back in the 50s and 60s out of San Diego, and my mom could always tell if when he got home after, you know, a 6 to 10 week trip or whatever, if they had a good cook on board.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, he would definitely put the weight on. And, of course, if it was a bad cook, he'd come back very skinny. But it sure brought back a flashback. But anyway, the fishing, now let's start off with the Ixtapas y Huantenejo. They're finding a good amount of tuna outside, probably about 35, 40 miles. It's a long run, but they're there. Nothing really big, you know, anything from about 15 to 30 pounds. They're also getting a few sales and a few blue marlin out there, and inshore it's been pretty good for the bigger jacks and a few roosters. It looks like things are starting to turn around now in the southern tip of Baja around Cabo, East Cape area. Those striped marlin that have been kind of rarely absent for this time of year seem to be coming into the area now, and the marlin bite has jumped up. There are not quite about one for every two boats are getting into striped marlin, but look for that to really increase as those fish migrate back into the area. And then it's typical this time of year, they'll start moving up into the East Cape area, and you should see some pretty good marlin fishing up there out of Los Variles, Buena Vista, of course, down toward Frailes and the Lighthouse, and same thing with Punta Gordo in that area off the Intergordo Bank and then up around the banks there at the Iman and Fortuna and San Luis and area. But to talking about that area, the tuna bite is still going on there. Nothing really big. Most fish 15 to 35. Those are being taken by cut squid, dead sardinas. They're just drifting over the banks there. They're picking them up. There also been a few wahoo this past week. I don't know, Pete, did you see that wahoo that John Ireland posted with Santos and that 96-pound wahoo?
Yeah, that was a nice one, wasn't it?
Holy moly. It should look a lot bigger than 96. I mean, you know, those guys, Santos is a pretty good-sized guy. And looking at that wahoo, I went, wow,
that's
man.
That's giant, huh?
I thought it was probably pretty near world record. But anyway, they are getting wahoo now, which is really, really good, especially this early in the season. And most of that fishing, the wahoo fishing, been taken off down there at the around the Iman, Fortuna, San Luis, and Vino Rama area, and up toward Frailes. So there's a good wahoo bite going on. It looks like the dorado are starting to come in too. Not in big numbers, but they are starting to arrive. And of course, typical for this time of year, the big bulls and big females usually arrive. And you'll probably see that starting to happen here in the next week or two. But some really, really good fishing going on. I just want to let everybody know we've sold out our Christmas Island trip for this year. Still got some openings for our Pedicee trip. The middle of July. It's going to be a great trip, very reasonable trip. Anybody wants to join me on that trip, they can give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll also be posting the results of our Pesca Panama trip. Got some great photos, and I'll be putting a story out on that online, and we'll send it out on the web. But that's the report for this week, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
And that Pedicee Panama trip, I know you call it Panama on a budget. It's a great trip. It's not a budget trip. It's a fun trip. And
well,
you can go to Panama for like $2,000, including your fishing, your transportation, the whole deal, and the whole thing. I mean, nothing compares to that.
Yeah, you get first and last night Panama City, nice hotel right downtown in the business district there. Daily breakfast there. When we get out to Pedicee, your breakfast and dinner will be taken care of. 4 days of panga fishing right there, right off the beach there at Arenal, and all the ground transportation to and from. So, yeah, it's kind of a hard trip to beat for that price for Panama.
And it's like mid-July, right?
Right, middle of July.
Middle of July. Very good, Cass. And that's perfect time to go down to Panama. Hey, thanks a lot for that, Cass man, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then.
All right, appreciate that. The only line open today, right now, 858-457-1090. The toll-free line's full, but if you want to get through, there's your chance. We always say first-time callers go to the front of the line, like Conan from San Clemente. Thanks for being a first-time caller with us, Conan.
Hi, guys. Thank you. I love watching your show, me and my dad, every morning. And I was just wondering, how does Rock Cod get his nickname?
How does Rock Cod get his nickname? Well, it dates back to, what is that now? You're 35 now?
Yeah.
So that's 21 years ago, Rock Cod Rick started working, answering our phones. And he sent me a Christmas card with a bunch of Rock Cod on, a bunch of beautiful reds.
That were caught on a Let's Talk Hookup deep water Rock Cod trip with Sean Trowbridge.
How about
from forever
that?
Ago.
Whoa.
Back when you could fish the 60-mile bank. And yeah. The trip was going on my birthday, and my dad, you know, Dad and I used to always get up in the mornings and listen to the radio show, as we still do, you know, and talk Dad on the way in this morning. And it's his birthday, by the way, so happy birthday, Dad.
And, oh,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah.
Godfather's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
So anyways, it was a trip that was on my birthday, so Dad and Mom bought the trip for myself and Dad, and we went on a deep water rock cod Let's Talk hookup trip and caught a bunch of rock cods and exactly sent a Christmas
rock
card
cod
to Pete.
Rick.
And he's like, oh, you keep that up, we're going to have to call you Rock Cod Rick. And for like 15 years, I tried to shake that nickname, and there was no shaking.
Nope,
so,
no
yeah.
shaking. He's Rock Cod Rick, right?
Yeah. Once you get it.
Yeah.
It's on.
You can't resist.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for being a first-time caller with us. Hey, join us again, Conan. Thanks.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. I'm sick.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One-Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Hey, whether it be the American Angler, the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, Shogun, whatever, there's one jig that they say when you're going bluefin tuna fishing, you got to have. What is it, Tim?
Flatfall.
Yeah.
And not right. Just bluefin.
Yeah. It's not just bluefin.
Oh, my gosh. Those yellowfin down below, they bite them like there's no tomorrow.
Do
man.
They?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay. Even the big ones.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else bites them is albacore.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I even heard, though we haven't seen one for a long time, big eye eat them like there's no tomorrow also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's everything seems to want that flatfall. What is it about the action? Who knows? But it's also one of the easiest jigs to fish, right?
That's the beauty of it. It doesn't, you remember the old butterfly jig, yeah. You about break your arms on the flat fall, you just let it fall.
Take your reel out of gear and wait for one to climb on.
Yeah,
that's it.
You got to get them. And if you don't have them, you better get them soon, because once the fish are here, they're not going to be around anymore because they're such a popular jig. The flat fall jig, what's your favorite jig?
My favorite would be 160 gram in the pink and blue and white. That's my favorite one.
All right.
Pink and blue, 160 gram flat fall. That's my numero uno.
You have a favorite?
I like the green one, too. I don't know the name of it, but I like that, the mint green one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Flat fall by Shimano at your favorite tackle store. Check out Shimano.com.
Walk down the docks these days and guys are eager to show off their expensive new coolers. Makes me wonder what the world's coming to if a guy can spend $500 on a cooler. Oh well, what do I know? I know this. Those new coolers are a heck of a lot better than the old coolers I used to trot around. In fact, that's what got Paul Cabellin at Angle USA thinking about a better cooler in the first place. His Angle coolers were designed with 2 inches of insulation and a tight-fitting seal to keep things ice cold for up to 10 days. He introduced an integrated hinge so the lid wouldn't break off, durable latches with stainless hardware, and ergonomic handles. Most of all, he priced his gear fairly so a guy could count on getting his money's worth. If you need a new cooler, take a look at Engel Cooler before you buy anything else. It's the original. It's built to last. And when it comes to performance, you can count on ice lasting longer and your catch staying colder than anything you've ever tried before. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You want to get through? Only one line open, 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's talk to Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up, Don? Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Oh, Tim's
we were talking
mic
about preventative maintenance there. You know, little gremlins pop up from time to time.
All right. Oh, I got it. Tim, can you fix that? Wait, just so
Tim's
you know
like
what just happened.
Just
the microphone here at the Mighty 1090 just fell in Tim's lap.
This is a maintenance issue here.
Yeah, you know, they say little gremlins from time to time back.
Yeah. I got it. Quality stuff right
exactly
here.
Right. I'm just like the, it's like the live concert now. I'm walking around holding the mic.
Perfect.
It's time for our maintenance period.
I'm glad I could add a little levity to your morning, guys.
All right.
What's up, Don?
Hey, Don, morning.
Hey. So, Tim, my question for you is, actually it's two parts. One, what's your favorite way to hook a sardine? And then the second part of my question is, I have a real hard time doing a shoulder hook. Is there any tip that you can give me other than just practice?
Yeah, the tip that I would give you on the shoulder hook is it's all about how you hold your bait in your hand. And it's honestly, it's one of the things I'd have to show you rather than I can't really describe it, but it definitely has to do with how you hold your bait. You know, you don't want that You don't want that sardine to struggle when you're hooking it. By the way, belly hook is my favorite still. I belly hook my sardines probably 95% of the time. It's the way I've done it with the highest degree of success for a long, long time, so I just go with it. But that shoulder hook is the number two, and I've seen an awful lot of good anglers use that shoulder hook exclusively. What I like about that shoulder hook is the action of them on the way in. They fish all the way back to the boat. But again, going back to it, it's about grasping your bait properly and then holding it properly. You want to line the bait up along your index finger, like point your index finger like you're shooting an imaginary pistol and line the bait up along his head up along your index finger and just lightly grasp it. That's the hot ticket. But again, it'd be easier for me to show you than to tell you. But that really, to me, is the key to success, is keeping your bait from struggling when you're holding it. And you do so by handling it gently. If you squeeze that bait at all, it's going to make them want to squirm. It's going to make them slip out of your hand or make you lose your grip, and you're not going to be able to hook it effectively. Or you're going to do more damage than you want to when you drive the hook through it. So that's my take on it.
All right. Cool. Very good. Great question. Thanks a lot for good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's take another first-time caller. Kevin in Fullerton, thanks for joining us and being a first-time caller with us, Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
All right. Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for joining.
I've got a 20-foot center console with a T-top, nice bait system. Lost my electronics last year as far as my fish finder and GPS, and I'm looking for some advice on a good quality system that's not going to cost me an arm and a leg.
You know, I would look at Lowrance or Simrad. Simrad's the higher end of Lowrance. But I would look at a Lowrance, one of the new touchscreen Lowrance units, very inexpensive. And the most important thing is you don't want to have to read the manual every time you go out. And the Simrad and Lowrance stuff is so easy to use. And that's what I have on my boat. That's what you have in your boat, Ricky.
Yeah.
That's what Ryan has on his boat, our phone guy. It's so easy and so user-friendly. And really the difference between Lowrance and Simrad is the speed. Lowrance has a little faster processor, or Simrad has a little faster processor, but basically all the same features are on either one. So
we ended up going with that NSS Evo 2 right. on our touchscreen systems, and I can't mirror what Pete said, the user-friendliness of it. If you can operate your iPhone, you can operate absolutely every function. It's extremely user-friendly. It's, you know, touch what you want, and the screen pops up, and it's very easy to navigate. It's very easy to make adjustments on all your gain and sensitivity and color, and everything about that system is crazy easy. We literally, I mean, I hate to say it, and everybody should read the manual, but I couldn't even tell you where the manual is. We plugged it in, we turned it on, and we figured out every feature within the first 10 minutes.
And here's the other thing, too, is that if you ever do get into a snag, and I've gotten into a few snags, just kind of dialing in the right transducer and all that, Simrad has wonderful phone support. An 800 number, you call the phone support, it's back east, and they walk you through everything, and it's like minutes you're solved. So go to your local Simrad dealer and Simrad Lowrance and check it out.
I'm going to throw one thing at you, too, and that was advice that I got from Pete as well as a bunch of other guys, is when you're budgeting yourself for your electronics, make sure you budget an equal appropriate amount for a high-quality and powerful transducer.
Yep.
You know, your electronics are only as good as your transducer are. It's like if you're in that shooting world, like your gun is only as good as the optics that you put on it, and it's exactly the same in the world of electronics. A good transducer will make or break a really nice head unit.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for being a first-time caller with us, Kevin. Hopefully you had helped out. Please join us again. Hills in Ventura, you're next up on Let's Talk Hooker. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
Hey, so I had kind of two-part question about tying. So I have Centaurium reels ready for this year, and I got like 65 Spectra, 40-pound Top Shot.
Right.
And is it okay to use like a 3 or 4 turn surgeon knot to put fluoro on the mono? And then how heavy can I go on to 40-pound Top Shot? Can I go like 60 with some fluoro?
Tim, what do you think?
Well, first of all, why would you want to use a higher Top Shot than the fluoro, right? You'd want that to or maybe you meant the connection between the fluoro and the Spectra. But it seems to me that, your fluorocarbon top shot should match whatever your leader is. And then, you know, your leader can be slightly bigger, I guess, than the Spectra. But, again, I don't know why you'd want to do that. I think you'd want your Spectra to be bigger. I'm going to – you know, that's how I would rig mine. Ricky, being more familiar with the rigging and being a gear guy, can probably give you the expert advice. But I would want my Spectra to be bigger than my, or at least match the size of my leader. And then my leader, my fluorocarbon leader, should match the size of, the mono that I'm using. I wouldn't want my fluorocarbon to be bigger.
So what you were saying, you had 65-pound Spectra, which is good, to 40-pound
right,
mono, and then you'd match it with like 40-pound fluorocarbon.
That's right. Yeah. I wouldn't go any bigger than whatever my mono is, because there's no, you know, why would you do that? You'd want it to, you don't want to put a weak link in there being your mono. You'd want to be the same.
Yeah, one of the rare connections that we would do that for would be like, you know, guys that are, you know, when we rig for like tournament striped marlin fishing, you know, you typically fish those fish with a 30-pound or 40-pound main line, but because of chafe and abrasion resistance and things like that, guys will fish a longer casting leader. And on those connections, the knot is a little bit funky because you're sometimes attaching a piece of 100-pound or 130-pound to a piece of 30-pound mono, so the line sizes differ greatly. And a surgeon's is not a great knot for two line sizes that differ in diameter that much. I like to tie like an Albright or something with some more wraps on it than a surgeon's in the rare case that you're going to put a heavier leader on a lighter piece of line. So, you know, if that were the scenario, if you were wanting something heavy just for abrasion resistance reasons, I like an Albright.
Or a back-to-back uni a lot of times.
Yeah, same deal. Back-to-back yeah. uni's good, but a back-to-back uni's better in two lines that are of similar diameter.
Similar. Yeah, that you know? Smaller line's going to say. Now I see, yeah, with it for like marlin fishing, I didn't even plug that into
the only thing
being,
that
being a tuna guy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're about carps. You need to drive away from them.
Yeah. Exactly. Hope that helps you out.
Bust that off.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. We got another full hour with the Catch Report. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.